I'm just going to share with you the Young Scholars Program of the University of Georgia, which is administered under the College of Agriculture and Agricultural and Environmental Sciences. This is an offshoot of the Georgia Research Station Mentor Program in 1989, which was a collaborative effort between the university and USDA. That is the mentor program at the time. I don't know if it was true also to other universities. Students were selected and paired with researchers at a station in a year-long educational program. And the students were selected based on their demonstrated interest in science and or math. It was really very successful, but unfortunately, good things have to come to end. Budget was the issue, so sometime early in 1990, it got stopped because of money issues, USDA and UGA. But there was an increasing clamor for more of that kind of program among high school students. So in 1997, University of Georgia started it back without USDA's collaboration. They started with six students, and they started from one of the three campuses. But right now, it keeps on growing up. Until this summer, we had 85 students. We turned down so many of them because we could not afford. This is a paid internship over the summer. Again, the program is under the College of Agriculture and Environmental Sciences, but we also have various colleges participating in this program. So many departments are involved too. And the goal is to encourage outstanding high school students to explore new areas and pursue a future career in science. Really, to make it short, bring the good students to the campus, let them know that agriculture is not just farming, it's not just plowing. There is a lot of science going on in the College of Ag. Basically, that's really what we're thinking of doing. Also, to increase also the enrollment of the minority students, because at that time, the minority enrollment was low. So, same as the mentor program, the program, the YSU program, targets talented high school students who show high aptitude in math and science-related subjects. And, as you can see the second bullet there, also targets high-ability students who have not yet lived up to their potential. So there are students that are really good in science fair, who are really good in competition, but their grades are bad. These are the students, as long as they get good recommendation from their teachers, we take a second look and consider the students. Usually, they become successful in this program. So if we go out there and advertise the YSP, this would be the bulleted items that we would highlight, dedicated to enriching high school students' scientific endeavors. They're open to high school students who are at least 16 years old. So we start with sophomores. It's a six-week duration. It's a research project, and there will be presentation at the end of the program. And they have the chance to go abroad at the end of their second or third year program. But depending on the budget, a year ago they went to Washington, D.C., but this year they went to Costa Rica. So, you know, it depends on the budget of the university. So oral or poster presentation at the end of the program, usually the first year students, they are asked to present poster, and the second year and third year students, they can do the oral presentation. And this is a paid program, so they are paid minimum wage. So for those students who don't want to join because they have to have money over the summer, That's not an issue anymore because they are paid minimum wage to join the program. Isn't that a good deal for them? I thought so. And they are, depending on which departments join the program, in this case, the animal science, they take in some students also for 6 weeks. They are taken to a dairy farm. Believe it or not, there are still some students who have not been to this area, the dairy farm. And, he's standing now. So that's a good experience. That kid there, he's trying to fill the rumen fluid in a fistulated cow. They go to a high-tech lab like this one here that you have. And they do the poster presentation. And if you ask them, who are the young scholars? those are the things that they can define themselves. Very, very nice things that they can say about themselves. And that's the end of the program. And indeed, the Young Scholar Program is really for us a win-win situation. It has improved students coming to the College of Ag and enrolling in the STEM. And also, it has improved our minority enrollment. And if ever you have questions, I'll be around to entertain them. Thank you.